You're listening to SBS News.
The Tokyo 2020 Games will now be staged in 2021, but the ramifications of that decision are only just beginning to unfold. Many of the expected 11,000 athletes may not actually get to fulfil their Olympic dreams due to injury, form, or hastily reshuffled qualification events not going the way they'd hoped. For those that do, financial strains will also have to be overcome. Many Olympic athletes rely heavily on sponsorship, which will come to an end this year. The Swedish Olympic Association is already planning to lobby government to help out where needed. Peter Reinbo is the organisation's chief executive.
We have had a lot of discussions with our federations and athletes to support them in this critical situation. This is due to Corona, but it's also due to the circumstances of having the games a bit later. It will be more costly because preparations will be longer. We have good partners, we rely on our partners, and we will take up the discussion with the government as well.
The fight against doping in sport has also taken a big hit during the coronavirus pandemic. Scheduled tests around the world have had to be cancelled as many borders between and within countries have closed, as well as widespread isolation requirements. One big positive of the year-long delay is the chance for testing to begin again in earnest in time to catch any would-be cheats. The chief executive of the United States anti-doping agency, Travis Tygart, spoke about the new time frame on a video conference call.
Testing is not happening around the world right now. We will buy ourselves, hopefully, 6 months where full programs can operate at the fullest capacity, and those programs will do the job that they're expected to do. So, yeah, I think absolutely we have an opportunity for this to be one of the cleanest games we've ever seen.
Moving an event as large as the Olympics is a logistical nightmare, not just for the games themselves, but also the impact that has on the wider sporting world. For example, the World Athletics Championships were scheduled to take place in the United States and Oregon next year in August, while the World Swimming Championships are slated for July and August in the Japanese city of Fukuoka. Both events would potentially flow on directly after the rescheduled Tokyo Olympics and would cause a huge logjam. Sebastian Coe is the president of the governing body for World Athletics, the IAAF, and he accepts the logistical jigsaw puzzle has only just begun.
We're only really talking about athletics now. You know, when you throw into the mix, you know, just other concepts, the European Football Championships have moved a year. You know, you then start coming up against World Cups and Winter Games. This is going to take some thinking about, but that's really, we do have a little bit of thinking time now to be able to make sure we do that in a way that's respectful, but recognises the need for flexibility here.
Despite the huge tasks ahead, though, from the athletes' perspective, the decision to move the Games came as a huge relief. But just like sports fans around the world, and of course the Tokyo organisers themselves, the athletes' joy was tempered by the reality that these are testing times for everybody. Erica Weeb won Canada's only wrestling gold medal at the Rio Olympics. She says it was an emotional moment when the Canadian Olympic Committee joined Australia and others in saying to the IOC that they wouldn't be sending a team if the Games took place this year.
It was heartbreaking in the moment, but I also felt like it was the right thing to do. We're in an unprecedented moment in time, and there was so much stress and pressure on Canadian athletes to try and train and prepare and qualify, given the midst of all of the government regulations. And so by taking that approach, the Canadian Olympic Committee, you know, made the decision for the athletes, and we supported it.
And it's not just the Olympics, of course, that have been forced to move or suspend its operation. Already, leagues such as the top European football competitions have all felt the brunt of the coronavirus. The NBA in the United States, here at home with the AFL, NRL, Super Rugby, amongst many more, have had to be shut down until the public health situation improves. Next week, the Wimbledon Lawn Tennis Championships, which were due to get underway in the last week of June, are expected to join the French Tennis Open Championships in being suspended. Stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. John Baldock, SBS News.